Welcome to the Cups of Consciousness show. I am Alea Dow, your host. I'm a doctor of oriental medicine, a sound healer, the author and founder of the Seven Cups of Consciousness. I have produced 9 sound healing albums and have recorded over 2,000 meditations online. I am an energy practitioner and help people shift their consciousness using their energetic fields. And this show is all about using your energetic fields to shift your consciousness, as well as exploring energetic concepts that help you create a more empowered and connected life. This episode is an energetic session that explores concepts, energetic practices, and protocols that are similar to a prayer, which help you transform particular aspects of your life. When you listen, recognize that some part of you is using your energetic fields to shift your vibration, which in turn shifts your consciousness, your behaviors, your beliefs, how you react and respond. You might even go into an altered state, so use caution if you're driving or doing something that requires a focused mind. With all of this work that I present, remember that it is your energy shifting you in your own unique way. That way you stay in control and empower with your process. So take a deep breath in, pull yourself into your line of light, and explore your inner terrain in a safe and supported space. Let's dive in. An energetic protocol to assist your body in manifesting that which it desires, utilizing galactic nature spirit energies. Play with the idea that the energy of the dragon, the energy of the unicorn, other magical beings, Pegasus, Phoenix, the Sphinx, they are nature spirits from other worlds. And your body, Deva, may have a connection with these nature spirits from other worlds. And whenever we are manifesting something, it's always a co-creative process. We invite you to take a deep breath in for you, soul rider, to pull your energy and awareness into your divine line, river of light, front of spine. To use your exhale to ground and anchor into that place. As you hold your energy and awareness in your divine line, take a moment to encourage your body to hold its energy and awareness in its divine line and to ponder, body Deva, what is a nature spirit that maybe is not of this world? It might be here in this world, but it's not of this world. What is a nature spirit that you really align with, you have a resonance with, simpatico? Maybe it's the whale, maybe it's a dolphin, maybe it's a unicorn, maybe it's Pegasus, maybe it's the Sphinx. Who is that nature spirit? What is that nature spirit? As your body references that nature spirit, we invite you, soul rider, at the level of your higher self, your body, Divas higher self, and teams, to work with the energetic fields and the guides to reference that other world where this nature spirit exists. It may be the planet where the dragons reside, or the unicorns reside, where the cetaceans live, where the phoenix resides. Whatever that magical being, nature spirit, it's like a galactic nature spirit. Invite your body, Divine Nature Spirit, to use its higher self, its energetic fields, use Soul Rider as well, to reference that other world, that appropriate dimension where you can connect, body Deva, with that galactic nature spirit. To be in the presence of that galactic nature spirit. To open lines of communication with that galactic nature spirit. To share information, gratitude, acknowledgement, witnessing this incredible galactic nature spirit. To play with this galactic nature spirit, if that's appropriate. To journey with them in that other dimension where you can. There almost might be like a weepy relief that your body has when it makes that connection with that nature spirit in the other world. And to ponder what your body, Deva, wants to create
with that nature spirit, that galactic nature spirit. And for your body, Deva, to use its higher self, its energetic fields in that other dimension, in that other world, with that nature spirit, galactic nature spirit, to craft, to weave, to actualize that which it desires. For that galactic nature spirit to discern how it can help the body refine, define, craft and weave the appropriate creative expression that is in alignment with your body's evolution, consciousness, passion, wisdom, and mastery. So this galactic nature spirit is connected with the fabric of oneness and can be very discerning and be like, well, you say you want this, but when we feel into your passion, what if you had that? What if you crafted that? And then the body's like, oh, I didn't even think about that. So again, a co-creative process in a higher realm, letting go of what the details look like, just being in the vibrational experience, the full expression, no limitations, full throttle, limitless, and appropriate. And keep being in that creative expression. In that appropriate dimension. And you, soul rider, can witness your body, and you would say to your body, maybe every day, and you could write this down if it feels appropriate, you would say, body Deva, in another world, with the magical nature spirit, with the magical galactic nature spirit, it's like an animal totem. It's like a galactic animal totem. You are creating that which supports your greatest happiness. And then your body's feeling this other world where it's creating in a co-creative way with this other nature spirit. Your body is also a nature spirit. But explore what it feels like to create in a combination of earth energy and galactic energy. How incredible, how fun. Relay of information back and forth dissolves the veils between the realms and assists in a gentle awakening, utilizing the creative current. And again, let go of the details of what that looks like. Let yourself be more in the witnessing your body, being co-creative, collaborative with these nature spirits. It might be a pod of dolphins, or pod of whales, flock of dragons, or herd of unicorns, or flock of Pegasus, flock herd of Pegasus. Now, if your body is wanting to craft really strong boundaries all about empowerment, maybe your body goes to Sirius, where the Sphinx exists. Or maybe your body is like, boundaries. What nature spirit, galactic nature spirit could help me with boundaries? Maybe it's dragon. Or mermaid, the mermaid realm, cetaceans. And again, it's this world and other worlds. And one other layer that you can bring in with this is to explore the idea of what happens if you, soul rider, in your body, witness the dimension where the unicorns or the dragons exist in this world. And then you use your position in the physical dimension to make a request for lines of communication, doorways, appropriate doorways to open between the nature, like between earth dimensions where those beings exist and the other planet or planets where those beings exist. Open lines of communication. And I'm just going to give an example. So I would invite all of the Mer people that exist in the Mer realm on this planet to open up appropriate doorways, portals, streams of connection between this Mer realm on planet Earth and the Mer realm on Sirius. And then all of the Mer beings on Sirius can share appropriate information with the mer beings here, and the mer beings here can share appropriate information resources with the mer realm on Sirius, back and forth. And again, when we share information between the realms, when we hold that conscious awareness, doorways open, portals open, that dissolves the veils between the dimensions, which then enables us to perceive a greater state of connection. We have perceptions of disconnection on this planet. It was set up that way to support a certain level of consciousness and evolution. That time is coming to an end. A new cycle is beginning where the veils dissolve between the realms. Greater clarity, greater perception of connection is in full bloom. So the more you do this work of opening channels between these other dimensions, this world, other worlds, it assists in the evolutionary process in a gentle, graceful way. Taking a deep breath in, holding space for an integration, a recalibration, an awareness of your body, Deva, utilizing its connection with these galactic nature spirits in these other worlds to create, craft that which it desires, receive appropriate resources and information, craft vibrational grids, and ripple and reflect that appropriately to you here and all other appropriate dimensions.
You have been listening to the Cups of Consciousness show with me, Alea Dow. Receive a free month of the Cups of Consciousness. Go to 7cupsofconsciousness.com. When you get your free month, you will get 5 cups a week for 4 weeks. You'll also receive access to a live Tall Cup of Consciousness session. Feel free to review the show. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Aho.